Father Lombardi, coming over on the plane to Mexico, the Pope talked about a certain schizophrenia of faith between a faith of the heart and a faith of the mind, between the very popular devotions that can be seen everywhere here in Mexico and the need to make that somehow a deeper, stronger faith. How would you describe the church here?
Yes, I think that the Pope stressing this problem is stressing a problem that is universal. Is the faith has several dimensions, an intellectual knowledge dimension, and also a dimension of the heart, that is also the sensitivity, the more human dimension of the affects and so on. Both are necessary. And in this sense, I think that the Pope sees in the Mexican tradition, in the intertradition of the Mexican Church and of the devotion to the Our Lady of Guadalupe, a very profound, heart dimension. It is a richness, but it is not enough. In this sense, it is necessary to have also a more systematic and profound education of the faiths. We know that for the Pope also the contents of the faiths are very important. The catechism of the Catholic Church is an important aspect for the year of the faiths. And I think that the Pope has always both dimensions in his mind, and here may be that the need of the education of a more profound and systematic vision of the faith is necessary, but the Pope is very aware that also the other is necessary, because in particular in lands like these, where the people are people with many sentiments, with a need to express their faiths also with songs, with their bodies, tradition of the popular religion is a need. Otherwise, you lose many people, many Christians, for the sects, for other expression that are less intellectual, but more able to give to the simple people the possibility to express their faiths in their life, in their daily life.
The Pope came here as a messenger of hope to this country, which has so many severe problems of violence, particularly drug-related violence, and the Pope has spoken about this. What do you think, perhaps, he can leave behind when he moves on at the end of this visit? What can he leave to the Church here to help it become more effective in tackling these problems?
Yes, the Pope does not have technical solutions. His mission here was to encourage and to help people in his faith to find the engagement to renew the effectiveness of this faith, the profoundness and the effectiveness of this faith. And I think he has done this very well, with clear and simple words, and the people have understood it. I have heard some observers saying, yes, it was exactly what the people here were waiting. They were not waiting from the Pope political solutions or technical solution for the security. This is not what the Church has. But the confidence that the Pope has given them, that if they have a profound faith, if they are united to Jesus Christ in their daily life, they can renew something in their daily life, and then in concrete forms of engagement important in the social field to have with the order the capacity to build a more solidary society, more just society, fighting really the problems and with clear references to the situation, because the Pope is in a concrete history of a people. And the people were happy, were expecting this exactly, and they have found an answer to their expectation.
Certainly they've given him an incredibly warm welcome beyond even the expectations of the organisers of this visit. What do you think has been his personal highlight, perhaps?
Yes, I think that the Pope came with a profound love for these people, knowing that the people with a large heart and that has a long tradition of love for the successor Peter. Then the Pope came with confidence to encounter these people, but knowing that these people had not yet the possibility to meet him in large masses, in large numbers. There are groups that are coming to Rome, but the people in the generality, that is the millions of people that are in Mexico, they remember always John Paul II had this image concrete of the Pope, and they had not yet a concrete idea of the new Pope. And I think that this visit was exactly responding to this request. The people that loves the successor of Peter, but had until now only a concrete image of him, and desired to see the successor, and they have seen the successor, and they have understood the love of Benedict, and they have answered with their great love. And then in the sense, the continuity of the enthusiasm, of the capacity of the Mexican people to express the love for the successor of Peter is going on. And also Benedict has experienced this. And in this sense, the encounter has taken place.